Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. It's Small Business Week here across the country. It's National Small Business Week. But the big festivities where we're whipping it up this week on behalf of small business is in Washington, D.C., and that's where I'm broadcasting from. Washington, D.C., it's Small Business Week, and we're having a great time, and the fun has only just begun. John Arnold is with us, ladies and gentlemen. John is Regional Development Director for Constant Contact, and he's the author of Email Marketing for Dummies. You know who Constant Contact is. They're an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time. The President, Gail Goodman, and Vice President Eric I've forgotten Eric's last name. He's going to be mad at me about that. Anyway, a lot of folks, I've been telling you about these guys for a long time. They've been helping us understand the concept of email marketing, different ways to get your message out to folks. And John's been with us before. He's not a new friend. He's an old friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me back.
And tell me Eric's last name. He's going to be so mad
Eric
at me.
Eric Groves.
Groves, of
yes.
course. Don't tell
he
him.
Won't be mad
don't
at
tell
you.
Him.
He's great.
Don't tell him. Even though it's now a matter of eternal record on my show because we keep these archives forever and ever.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I've only spoken to him like 1,000 times over the last 6 or 7 years. But sometimes I forget my own name. I don't think that's maybe early onset, John. What do you think?
I'm thinking he's going to forgive you.
No, I know Eric well enough. I didn't remember his name a few minutes ago, but I know him well enough. No, he would never let me get away with that if he found out about it. Hey, John, let's talk about marketing in general. Let's talk about for a moment. Let's just talk about reaching out and touching our customers. One of the things that I talked about in the previous hour with a guy named Christopher Vollmer is the era of customer control. Do you agree with
yeah.
that? You believe we're in an era of customer control?
Yeah, I think things are changing for small business. I think that instead of going out and knocking on their door and trying to drum up business, you almost have to kind of be where the customers are looking, because the customers
yeah.
are out looking, and you have to be more responsive. You can't be, but you still have to be proactive. So there's a fine line there. You have to get out and make contacts, but at the same time, the customer is looking for you in all these different places, and you have to make sure that you are where they're looking.
Well, you know, years and years ago, you could think of customers as being in this huge amphitheater. All the people you'd want to reach would be in this huge amphitheater. You could go there, you could stand in front of them and make one message, and you could reach.
Yep. Oh, Jim, I think I lost you.
But today, John, people are more not in big amphitheaters; they're more in little bitty rooms all over the place and doing lots of different things, aren't they?
That's right. And one of the good things is that
yeah.
Almost everybody's in their email inbox. So if you want to market effectively to your existing customers and prospects, people that you've met before, they're all in their email. So if you can find a good way to get inside that inbox and put your message in there, then, man, that's just the best thing you can do as a small business.
Well, they're in their inbox, but they're also in other boxes. They're in, they're reading specialty publications. They're listening to different things. They're watching different kinds of video and listening to different kinds of audio, and they're reading different things. And they're also, as you say, they also have their inbox, but there are a lot of different ways, and you've got to find out how to get to these guys. And,
you know,
of course,
consumers.
Go ahead. No, sorry.
Consumers are a lot more skeptical these days. I think they've probably seen it all. And, you know, as a result, they want to be a lot more educated before they part with their money. So when they're out making decisions on what they want to go out and buy, then they're reading a lot. They're reading blogs. They're reading email newsletters. They're searching on the Internet. They're, you know, going on all these resources so that they can become educated buyers. And, you know, if you're not in that game, if you're still in the game of, you know, just putting your products out in front of people, and if you can slap them in the face enough times, they'll buy. Well, it just doesn't work that way anymore.
Well, exactly right. And when we come back, we're going to take a break in a couple of seconds. And when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about with John are two different ways to that people think about you when they hear about you, when they see you in their email box, in their inbox. Because I'm this way. I have two different attitudes about email that I get in. One is from people that I know, and one is from people that I don't know. We're going to get John to help us with that right after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. John Arnold is our guest.
Ending, are we drawn toward the source, spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force? So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight.
The late great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. The Nexus is part of the NSNA album. Maybe the best album of all time. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend John Arnold. He's with Constant Contact. And we're talking about email marketing, well, marketing in general, but now we're focusing on email marketing because that's one of the things John does. John, one of the things that I was pointing out as we went to the break are the two different ways that I think of people who try to reach me by email. One is the people who I don't know. And that those people get, they kind of, they don't get a, their percentages are pretty low in influencing me. Then there are people that I know that I've done business with who continue to reach out to me and to remind me of what's going on, remind me of things that are happening in their organization, tell me about a product that they have or a special offer. And I really respond to that kind of email marketing.
Yeah, and you're not alone. Consumers in general don't respond to email from unknown senders. And part of that is because they don't know the sender. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because it just takes so many contacts before you can get someone's attention, since people are exposed to so many marketing messages all day, every day.
Yep. Yep.
But you really, as a small business, you cannot go out and email total strangers. It's not going to work. The people that you send the email to are going to think it's spam.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about spam. If you send out 10,000, you know, postcards through the postal mail and nobody wanted them, nobody will care. They'll just throw it
away
with the rest of their junk mail.
Yep.
If you send out 10,000 emails to a bunch of people that didn't want them, they'll get, like, enraged. You know, people hate spam. And last time I checked, you know, hate is not one of the buying emotions.
No, exactly.
So you want to email people that have a relationship with, people that you've met, you've acquired that relationship another way through another form of marketing, and then use that email marketing strategy to build the relationship. So you hit the nail on the head when you said reminders. You know, just staying top of mind is one of the.
This is one of the great lost opportunities for small businesses, and I've been talking about this, John. I talk about it when you're here. I talk about it when you're not here, folks. If you're not gathering the email addresses of the people that you meet and that you know and that you do business with, or people who drop by, if you're not asking them, would you mind if we sent you some of our newsletter or our little reminder from time to time, we send folks reminders telling them about what we have. If we've learned something about our products, if you learned a better way to use something that, you know, everything that we send you might not be to buy something. It might just be some information that will help you be more successful with the products, whether you buy it from us or from somebody else. Would you mind if we do that? If you're not asking your people, your prospects and your customers that, you are saying to yourself when you wake up every morning, I don't really need any more business.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the informed and skeptical consumer out there, you know, sending those regular email communications that are informative and super valuable and value, something we should probably talk about too. But if you're delivering something valuable to your consumers and you're doing it regularly, then you're going to be top of mind. And what's going to make that consumer drive past the other five or six places to, you know, do the same thing that they want to do to come to your store to come to your website in order to make that purchase, it's probably because you're top of mind and because you've informed that customer and built that relationship, and they trust you and they like you and they know you. And when they feel that way, then they'll pay you.
Right. And what I like are the people who send me the little reminders. These are people who are not, I have a media company. I write things. We have people who we know who write things. We produce content. We send things out to people, my show, et cetera, in my newsletter. People know what they're getting when they get my newsletter, which, by the way, we use Constant Contact to get that out, folks. But for merchants who want to do business with me, they send me short little blast that says, hey, Jim, we got this stuff in, or don't forget our market's open today, or whatever it might be. Or hey, we haven't heard from you in a couple of months. Hope you'll come by and see us. You know, we miss you, or something like that. I like those kinds of things, and it makes me respond. I actually respond and do business with those kinds of people who send me those things.
Sure, and you need I'm a pretty tough nut to crack,
John. You know, this is my first rodeo. It takes a lot to pry my money out of my hands.
Yeah, well, and you need a couple of different formats for doing that. You know, every business should have some sort of an informative piece that they're sending out. So maybe that's a newsletter or an announcement mm-hmm. or a press release or something like that. Every business should have some sort of a promotional piece that they're sending out via email. So maybe that's a sale or special privileges or announcements about your store hours or just a map on how to get there or those kinds of mm-hmm. things. So you need all those communications and in order to stay in touch with your customers. It's really a relationship. You got to remember, even though you're delivering it via email, you know, this is a relationship. This is a real person on the other end, and they have to feel certain things before they'll buy from you. They got to trust you. They've got to like you. They got to believe that you're the right decision.
You know, John, I was thinking about back in '99 when I started my newsletter in the fall of '99. I had zero subscribers, mm-hmm. and I knew some people that I contacted, and I said, "Would you mind if I send you my newsletter?" And they said, sure, no problem. So I put them on my list. So I started out with about 40 or 50 people. And we put a little link on my website that said, would you like to subscribe to my newsletter? Now, in the last 8 years or so, you know, that list is now over 10,000. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason it's not 100,000 is because we don't spam people. You know, we only send people to people who say they want the newsletter. It's a complete opt-in program. But my point is, in the early days, I sent my newsletter out almost to nobody. It takes time to build your list, but folks, you do it one little step at a time. You crawl, walk, run, but eventually you're going to have a powerful marketing system that you can count on to get more business. Quick break, right back with John Arnold after these messages. He's with Constant Contact. His book is Email Marketing for Dummies. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. The articles, the archives, the brain trust. Our blog is there. We update that every weekday. Our newsletter, you can subscribe to it there. And we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And by the way, I'm a customer of Constant Contact and have been for a long time. They do a great job. I recommend them, and they don't pay me a penny to say that either, by the way, which much to my chagrin. But anyway, we're visiting with John Arnold. Don't forget my knowledge base too, askjim.biz. We built that for you folks, and it's free too, just like the other one. John Arnold is our guest. His book is called Email Marketing for Dummies. John, tell us where it's available, please.
It's available anywhere books are sold, I think.
Wherever fine books are sold.
Ask for it at your local bookstore. Let's support
at your local
small
bookstore.
Businesses.
Exactly, right. Exactly. And the company he represents is Constant Contact. Okay, what have you learned in working with your Constant Contact customers? What have you learned from them about email marketing?
Wow, you know, that's actually a really good question because small businesses can learn a lot by asking their own customers about what they can learn.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And, sending so many emails and having, you know, up over 150,000 customers now, we're watching our customers and learning and listening to what they're saying and what they're doing. And there's really a couple of things that they're doing that are making them successful. And one of the primary ones is sending email to a permission-based list. That's really understanding that your customers are your biggest asset, not always going out and finding brand new customers that have never heard of you before and focusing on that, but focusing on the customers that you've already had come in through your door and spend their money, because they're much more profitable, they're much easier to reach, and they already understand and like you, and if you can deepen those relationships, you get more business, you get repeat and referral business, and that stuff is really, really profitable. So,
email marketing is a really inexpensive way to stay top of mind, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, let me
if
just
you
give
do it right,
statistic
if
on
you
that.
Can put it off, you can do it.
Yeah, just to tee that up for me, I mean, email marketing, you know, when you're in business, it's not about cheap. It's not about finding cheap things. It's about spending a dollar and getting more than a dollar back, right? So if you're in business and you spend money and it's not very expensive, but you lose all that money, then you still wasted your money. Mm-hmm. But if you can spend a dollar and get more than a dollar back, that's what it's about. That's being in business. So, you know, if email works, then you should use it. But if it's just cheap, then you shouldn't use it. And here's the reality with email. The Direct Marketing Association does this study about every quarter. And the last time I checked, email ROI was $51.45 for every dollar spent.
Wow.
And that's compared to all other non-email internet marketing, $21.08. And
right.
Print catalogs returned about $7.20.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, email marketing is one of the things that, as a small business, you can heavily rely on. I'll be the first to tell you, you know, email marketing is not the only thing you should be doing as a business, but
it's part of the it's part of the array of your marketing strategy.
That's right.
It's just
and
it's
and
one
it,
of
if it's going to return
it's not, it's,
that.
Go ahead.
If it's going to return that much money for every dollar that you spend, then certainly you should rely on that. Sort of heavily as a small business owner, you know, you have limited resources, so rely on the things that return the most for every dollar that you spend, and email is certainly one of those.
Folks, use other media, you know, and networking and referrals. Use all the different ways of finding people and introducing yourself to them, and even you can even use email marketing for that, because sometimes if you can get the right list. If you can put the list together where it looks like these are people who want what you sell, what you offer, then, you know, go after those guys. But use email marketing to love up the people who already know about you and who maybe you have already done business with you. That's really
that's
important.
Right.
And that's, of course, that's what we were talking about. John, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thought, deliver valuable content. That's the other thing that we're learning from our customers. You've got to deliver things that people want. There's two types of value. One is inherent value. That's things that are valuable all by themselves, like articles, hints and tips, links, maps, those kinds of things. And then valuable offers. So you got to know your customers well enough to know what they're willing to do to part with their money. So coupons, offers, special privileges, announcements of sales, those kinds of things. So your emails should have both types of content.
Right, right. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. It's always a pleasure to have you here. John Arnold with Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com. By the way, I encourage you to check them out. They got free stuff there you can use. You can try stuff out, and they'll help you with it. It's a good company. I use them myself, ConstantContact.com. Thanks, John, for Arnold, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blaxingame, live from Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.